Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wide Open Wednesday. Our phone lines are open now at 888-920-6673. We will get to your calls momentarily.
Hey, Shannon, Super Shan.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I am okay. You know what I like best?
What's that?
The way you say the word open.
Open now. But here's another good word.
What?
We will get to your phone calls momentarily.
Do you like the long O sound?
No, I don't like the long O sound. What I like is candy.
You like candy?
He's got to get. Do you have it standing by? Do you have it?
I have to find it. Darn
I
mean, it.
I have to do it.
I know.
Today.
I'm
compelled to do it because we will get to your phone calls at 888-920-6673. Well, we're on you.
Do you like candy?
I certainly do.
What kind of candy?
I like Lifesavers.
What flavor?
Winter green.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK. Nashville, Shannon in the morning.
Thank you. All right, welcome to the show. Before we get to your phone calls, sometimes material just falls into my lap.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just falls into my lap. And I am here to say his second day back from Bermuda. And I am the elder statesman on the show.
This is the third day.
I had an Alzheimer's moment. I had an outset because I am the oldest one on the show. But one thing I have never done, I have never lost my car when I've been sober.
That's true. And you've had a lot of cars.
Text to all of us. Thanks. Text to makes me sad and happy at the same time. I am the elder statement. So when someone else has a senior moment,
right,
I get excited, especially somebody who still happens to be in his 30s.
Functioning.
Yeah, one of the youngest members of our show.
Hold on. Sorry for the delay. This is Oscar Santana at 8:54 this morning. Sorry for the delay, guys. Totally lost. I assume it's my. He's a terrible texter.
Well, I'm walking and texting.
I know. Totally. But you're a terrible texter when you're not walking either. Totally lost me car this morning.
No, I thought he was being. I thought he was being Cockney.
No, he wouldn't do
that. No.
I totally lost me car this morning.
What's
and I'm sitting there and I get this text and you would think with my obsession, well, two things. My obsession with punctuality that I would be. But Oscar's really, I don't want to get happy, but Oscar has really, like, improved on that.
He has.
He's actually improved on that since he came back from the whole business.
There was even
thing.
The time when he thought we had an 8 o'clock start and got here an hour early.
Yes. So he's improved. But today, if there's something going on and you send along a message, you know, we as I said, we have the luxury of taping this program.
Yes, we do.
So we don't obsess like it used to be on the radio. And now it used to drive me nuts when it would be 4 days in a row where Oscar would come in at 5 after the hour. That would piss me off. But he's improved. Improved on that, but today he had a problem. And when I saw that you lost your car, it's like a car,
a very distinct car.
Yes,
you didn't have an evening last night. Did
no,
you?
No. So okay.
Was it near the abandoned Cadillac?
No, to get it
was it
right in back of it?
That's how you find Oscar's house. By the way,
don't you tape your show with the Trump lover on Tuesday night?
His name is Chad.
That's his name.
And
it's not Chad. His name, he has a two-person.
Chad Dukes.
It's Big Shooter.
On Big O and Dukes.
Big Shooter is his name.
No, I call him Chad Dukes.
Trump is his game.
A little later, but also.
Did you tape that show last night?
Yeah, we taped the show last night.
Well, you've been known to get a little loop-de-loop after you do that show.
I didn't.
Well, do you half your audience there? What, they mainline Bud Light, don't they?
When depends on the day. Depends on the day.
Was it a heavy drinking evening
last
night?
It was not at all. So I have no excuse for being hungover. I have no excuse for losing my car, which when you find out where it was, this will be a true payoff.
True.
Oh, good. Good. Well, the whole thing's a payoff if you were sober because it's like you're having a senior moment.
Exactly.
I'm happy.
Or for Oscar, maybe a senior moment.
This morning, I get a text that says, ding, weather's
hot. Mac, don't encourage Rob.
Yeah, that was a horrible, that was a hack, horrible joke. That, do Mac, not horrible, laugh at that
Mac
joke.
Mac gets excited when he gets a joke.
Yeah, that hack joke.
It's not that it's funny. It's just that
I know,
he got it.
I know.
So right now, as we speak, I'm finally getting some work done on the house, right? I'm getting some recessed lights put in.
I'm not applauding that.
I'm getting new windows that took 3 months to come in, but yes. God bless them, they're in. And I get a series of texts early morning that says, terrible weather, we may or may not be able to get the windows in. And then I get terrible traffic, we may or may not be able to get there on time this morning. God bless everybody involved. They're all doing their best, right?
Yes. All right. Very
and then
good.
I walk out.
And by the way, you know, your hard-earned dollars that you make.
Yes.
Many of them from this program.
Yes.
I will tell you this, that what you are spending your money on,
mm-hmm.
I give my Mike O'Mara seal of approval to. You are
well, you must be thrilled.
You are taking your hard-earned dollars and you're putting it into your domicile,
yes.
which is the way to go.
Glass it's, and radiators and everything.
Also, hey, you know what? He's not spending it on microphones and trips to King's Dominion.
Exactly.
He's going to Paul McCartney concerts. Okay?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Something
also,
you might want to think about, Mr.
Full
Man.
Disclosure, my father's hard-earned money because he did give me a loan to do this. So,
okay. All right. Well,
I will say,
but I mean, it's not like he gave you a loan and you're going to Charlestown like I used to. You know?
And Mike, that was,
right.
I will tell you this, that was a finance plan.
Yes, it was.
Just not a good one.
It never worked.
No, but in it paper, never works, on
Carla
paper,
goes,
it looks great.
Because Carla says, we don't have to leave now. Anyway, throwing her under the bus with
Oh, her fault.
It's just the last time we went.
Sure.
We haven't been in a while, though.
Yeah. Honey, we haven't given it all back yet.
Exactly.
Didn't
yes.
you go like
we
3 weeks ago?
No. Come on. I went Saturday.
Anyway, no.
I wanted to get out of the house.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't have Herman Cain anymore, so I'm I'm fine. I'm fine.
Let's celebrate.
That.
Back to the casino.
Well, so, not really. I'm sorry.
As I was saying,
yes.
I walk outside and I'm like, "Man, like I just want Shan to take care of all of this. I want
By the way,
her-
your phone calls will be coming up in our first break today. We're not getting the vignette.
And Shan is doing a decent job because she's making sure that everything's being run around the house. As
high
far
praise,
as-
decent job.
But I'm the one fielding this onslaught of texts, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk outside, and what really shook my morning up, and let me tell you, know that you're living in the real world when you see this happen, you have to take pause.
Yeah.
Is it true that when the painters come to your house, Shannon asks them all to get into the lotus position?
No.
It's a little yogi humor. Everybody, a little yogi humor right there.
I did have her cover up this morning. I said, what are we, for sale? And I had her throw on a jacket. And
how does the excuse me, Mrs. Santana, how does this window look? Hold on, I want to see it from my position in a handstand.
It looks fine right side up.
Half naked.
Yeah.
And I said I walked outside and I saw on my stoop, this is the first time I've ever been a homeowner, right?
Sure.
Now I've owned a condo and I've had something delivered there, but they just leave it outside for someone to hopefully not steal, right?
Right.
On my little stoop, my postage stamp size of a stoop, I see my Wall Street Journal paper that I've been trying to have delivered to my house for 5 months now, and I've been paying for it, but it's been going to another address.
So is this today's Wall Street Journal
today's.
Or the Wall Street Journal from like June?
Today.
Yeah, no wonder he does the whole Mitt Romney thing on the show. He's
sure.
more Republican. He's more of an effing Republican than he ever lets on.
So,
get my Wall Street Journal, and then I turn on Fox and Friends and have my morning coffee. go ahead.
So I see there, I'm like, after email of saying, hey, I'm paying for this paper, why I don't even know why I pay for a paper anymore. I can read it online, but I'd like the paper coming to my house. I'm paying for it.
Signed, right? Signed M. Romney.
You know, this is the second thing. Now, we haven't even gotten to losing the car. You're more of an old man than I am.
Yeah, he is.
You want the paper. I can get it online, but I want to feel the ink in my hands. I don't even get to take a paper
for it online as well. So
that's good. That's good. But I mean, you want the paper. That's
I want the paper. Go get the paper.
Down in your bathrobe. Get the paper. Come on.
Tony Soprano's slippers and bathrobe.
I see it there. It's banged up, but it finally made it to my stoop. The right address, right? I'm sure my neighbor down the street was getting it for 5 months.
Sure.
And then I'm like, oh my God, this is a win. This is a solid win.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. Why the Wall Street Journal?
Oh, it's, I think every businessman should get a copy of the Wall Street Journal. And I think it's important to.
Does it have the jumble? Because I like
the
jumble.
You give me a Trump answer right there. Yeah. And so forth. And as such. Okay, go ahead.
Big, it's huge, it's large.
It is one of the most effective newspapers.
It is a major publication.
I just wanted to know, because it really is. I mean, the Wall Street Journal, did this come out of business school?
I started reading the Wall Street Journal as soon as I got to business school.
Okay, so that's it. Okay, that's it. Yeah. All right, good answer. All right, very good.
I enjoyed WSJ TV online where they have some great
That's
pieces.
Wall Street Journal television. That's
could you think each week we could get an Oscar Santana pick to click?
Table talk.
A stock pick.
Oh, yeah. Junk bonds all day.
I'd love to do that because I'm one of these people that, you know, as far as the market, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
That'll be good. When Oscar starts talking the stock market, that'll certainly prevent us from having too many listeners.
Mike, the password is Danaher. Look it up. All right, moving on.
The first joke was hacked. That joke was funny. All right, so you get your journal.
Yeah, I get my journal. And then
journal.
And I look up and I said, finally, I'm being respected like the homeowner and newspaper subscriber I am, right?
Right, sure. Right.
And I look around, I'm like, man, where did I park my car? And I said, oh, I remember. It's 3 blocks up to the left. So I'm with my umbrella. I walk up 3 blocks up to the left. And
nice soaking rain today. Yeah.
Crappy weather day in Washington, D.C.
And I'm like, were those white signs on those trees yesterday? And the white signs and trees in D.C. mean that they're doing construction. Mm-hmm. That means your car is going to be towed because someone's remodeling their home. And
so are you thinking towed?
So I'm like, I definitely parked on this street. So I'm thinking towed. Okay. I'm like,
That's bad.
The tow line number. I say, here are my tag numbers because I've done this before and it's been towed before. I said, did you tow this car? Please let me know you did. I'll go pick it up. Right?
Sure.
Like, sir, we don't have your tag number in their system. I said, okay. I said, maybe I parked.
This is what I like about you. When you immediately know what to do to validate. You're at least a D.C. resident where you know the phone number to call to find out yay or nay whether your car is.
Is the number on the white piece of paper?
It's not. It's in my phone.
Oh, he has it pre-programmed.
Yes. That's
this is a man who lives on the edge. That's right.
Because if you've been living in the city long enough, you get off. You get
that's cool.
Right?
That's good. I like
that. So I walk. I was like, maybe. I was like, as I'm talking, I'm walking another block up. So now I'm 6 blocks up from my home. 6 blocks. And I look to the left because these are one way. I was like, it's got to be the cobblestone street. Definitely the cobblestone street. Park.
Okay, Rain Man.
I walk up and nothing. And I'm like, man, I would never park 7 blocks up. Like, that's just like, that is the radius that I don't ever breach that perimeter.
Well, that's
right?
Like, if you're 7 blocks away from home, you're here.
I might as well continue walking to the studio.
Exactly.
And I walk.
By the way, and a little sidelight here, the last time Rob Spiewak walked 7 blocks was in 7th grade gym.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, thank you. I'm here all week.
I couldn't drive.
I get up one more block. And I said, oh, no. I know where I parked my car, and it was a little later in the evening. I got home around 11.
Sure.
I had parked my car in front of my house.
So it was right by your newspaper?
Yes.
Oh, no. Wow. That is a senior moment right there.
I was so excited by this antique on my stoop that it shook me to the core.
You mean the Wall Street Journal?
Yes.
Wow, that's being excited about the paper.
Yeah,
and on a percentage basis, Give me percentages. What percentage of you takes the Wall Street Journal for knowledge, and what percentage of you takes the Wall Street Journal for appearances' sake?
Mike,
both. Yes, go ahead.
I re-upped after I graduated.
Okay,
I really want the knowledge.
You want the okay?
Yeah,
I believe him. Do you believe
I really
him?
Want the knowledge.
I believe he loves the knowledge of the neighbors seeing it on his stoop.
Now all my neighbors,
them having
all my
that knowledge
are
of that.
Bleeding libs, bleeding libs.
Yeah, there you go.
God
See,
bless
that's
them.
That's a right wing publication. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's conservative.
Have you thought about taking the Times, the New York Times?
Oh no, I just take it from my neighbor's stoop.
Liberal blather. Well, in front of your house, you had a senior moment.
Yeah,
yes.
Couldn't be more joyful.
Senior moment.
Welcome.
Let's celebrate by taking calls right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It says Mr. World contest on the TV. You ever see this? Big bodybuilding contest, the Mr. World. So this guy wins it. He's the best in the world. He's Mr. World. So then they say at the end, they say, hey, don't miss next month, the Mr. Universe contest. I don't know about you guys, but I'm putting my money on Mr. World on this one, you know. I figure he's a shoo-in with his home planet advantage and everything. This guy, you know, this guy's a, you know, the guy's pretty well. But I don't know. You can't figure, you know. You ever see them sports where they try to combine two sports together, make a new sport, you know, they don't even go together, you know, like, you gotta run a 100-yard dash and then fish. That's fishing in a creek over there. What the hell's going on here? It's that cliff diving. There's a hell of a sport. That guy diving off a cliff. You ever see that? What the hell kind of sport is that? There's no way of telling who's a better cliff diver. You know, there's a bunch of guys diving off a cliff. You can't tell. You know, if you survive at all, you're a pretty good cliff diver. You know, you're a great cliff diver. There's only two categories in cliff diving. I was reading that. There's grand champion and stuff on a rock. Tough sport to make a comeback in, I'll tell you that. They don't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the fiber room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online throughout the world. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you are here, you will too. Phone lines today are open for Wide Open Wednesday.
Nice.
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. What? What's going on? What? What? Did somebody yell at me?
No.
I said
I
nice.
I heard something.
He said nice.
Oh, I saw you said nice. Our show today brought to you by FanDuel. No, I didn't know.
We're all falling apart.
So
can't find cars.
Yeah.
People
well, no,
are
it's just like,
things.
Nice. It's like I hear this. Hey. Yeah, that's what I heard in my headphones. Fantasy football, I blew it. I didn't
no!
get in yesterday.
Oh,
I didn't
my.
Get in yesterday.
Mike,
you have to spill over league for you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about FanDuel, but I am. I love the Mike O'Mara Show league, which fills up with 250 people in an hour every week. And if you're tardy, you don't get in there. The thing is, I love my Sunday Million. To be honest with you,
both great. $25
bet. I won some money in that, and I did that, and that's FanDuel too, so that counts. Hey, by the way, we're all jammed up in the Mike O'Mara Show League, so you can play against us, but you'll have to wait till next week. Access our TMOS League at FanDuel.com/TMOS. I will be playing. I will not be playing in the in our league, so enjoy, and we will be publicizing the people that win.
Yes.
I'll try to sneak in next week. You're responding to this advertisement. Too successful.
Rob and I got
I've
in,
Mike.
We're in. We're in.
Yeah,
we'll be good.
In.
Very good. Setting a lineup is easy, and contest started just $1, so there's something for everyone. Try FanDuel now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest, valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks, the value of free entries. You'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks. I don't understand that, Rob. 4 or 5 weeks or at 5?
You
it
get
says you'll
1 entry a week.
4 or 5 weeks, so 5 consecutive entries.
Well, it says you'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks.
Well, my bad. It should say 4 or 5
Thank
weeks.
Thank you. The value of free entries. You know, I've been reading it for a month. So, I mean, it's I'll just tell you today. Go to FanDuel.com. Everybody's falling apart today.
Yeah.
FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button and use the code TMOS for 5 entries. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code TMOS. Void where prohibited. And hopefully I can have the same kind of look.
Mike, is it luck or is it skill? I mean, be honest.
It's skill.
It's skill. It's pure raw skill.
No, it's not. It's I used another person's ideas.
Government cheese isn't winning.
Well, government cheese.
He beat government cheese where you were gone.
Government cheese reached out to me, said he helped you last year. He did.
He did dick for me.
Oh, dear.
You know what? I didn't. The people. Dick. I want to thank the people that reached out, but I tried to do it on my own by going online, and there are a million places where you can.
Did you all go to some loan shark on YouTube?
No. I went to an optimizer and I put the exact lineup they recommended in. They had like 5 lineups options, and I picked one and I put it in there, and I was in the
money. Oh.
That a boy.
You know, there are guys out there that make money on YouTube, and we'll go to your calls in just a second. We promise that make money on YouTube by giving you fantasy picks.
Sure.
Like that you subscribe to their channels and get behind a paywall, and they will give you your inside skinny.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if somebody happens to hit, like the guy in the Million League that won $200,000, God, wouldn't that be something else?
That would be so
cool.
That's
what keeps me coming back. I love FanDuel. Anyway, let's get right to your phone calls. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, who's this?
Señor Del O'Mara.
Hello.
Speak up, friend, with your shtick.
Señor Miguel O'Mara.
Yes, hi, how are you? What's your name, sir?
Liabla Pablo Escobar Cavilla.
Oh, Narcos.
Wow.
Narcos.
Are you from Colombia?
I am from Colombia, Señor O'Mara.
That's
put a
wonderful.
Trace on this call right away.
Pablo, what can I do for you on the show today?
I have a question for you, Señor O'Mara.
Fire away, Pablo.
Plata o plomo?
I'm lost.
Me too.
Oscar's laughing. Oscar, do you
plata
get it?
Plata or plomo?
Yes. What is it?
Pony, I'll let you have
it. It's silver or lead.
Yes.
You can take his gift or he can kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I'll take the plata. I'll take the plata. No, no.
What's lead? How the hell did Pony know that?
I took Spanish.
How did you know that? What?
I took Spanish class in high school.
Okay. I think it's also in Three Amigos.
I learned it from Narcos, so I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's Narcos? Okay, hang up on this guy. Let's take another phone call. 888-920-6673. Hello?
I hung up on them. Done. They were just pressing the button.
Okay, do we have another?
No, Mike, we've cleared the calls.
We flapped our gums at the beginning of the show, but see, that's why we did that, because that's worth it. Your calls are no longer worth it to me.
No,
I'm
Mike,
sorry.
No, I don't. How dare you? Plata or Plomo was a solid call.
That was a solid call. I got crap from a listener last week for dissing the calls. We have a call. Let's take another one right now. 888-920-MORE. Hello.
Oh,
that's obnoxious.
Go to hell.
That is very, very obnoxious.
Am I the only one
hell.
Who thinks that guy is in medical trouble and he's trying to reach out to us?
That would really be terrible.
It would. I wish him all
dying,
the best.
We
By
wish
the way,
you
the new
the
Mac
best.
System is perfect for me.
Yeah,
that's the
great.
Way I like it. That's the way the
I like
man
it the way Mac stopped me. He's like, Oscar, I need to see that screen. Would you tilt it towards me?
Listen, I need to be incorporated into the fabric of the show because I'm Mac McIntosh.
Mac, whenever you see that caller ID, do not lift up your hand. All right? Because that is the wrong number to pick up on.
Now, are we capable? Do we have the capability of blocking that call?
I've never looked into it, Mike.
See,
I'll
that's
look
the
into that.
See, this is a, you know, look, we don't take enough calls to do all the sneaky things we used to do on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
But on the radio, we used to have, you know,
you block calls?
Sure.
God, we had we blocked calls, trace calls, called the FBI. We did everything. I mean, there was so much
I know
crap
we never called people. We never called people back, like in commercial breaks. I know we never did that.
Mike, we got a solid new caller.
All right, a solid new caller. Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Who's this? Hello.
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 Hi. It's you. Speak to me.
I'm sorry, Mike. This is Kevin from Richmond. It's great to be on the show. I've been trying for weeks now.
That's wonderful. Well, we're glad to have you, and we're glad that you're not pressing a button on your phone so that we hear that terrible sound. What can we do for you, Kevin?
I have two questions. One, I think, is on the mind of all of Mike O'Mara Nation, and I'm surprised it hasn't been answered yet. And then the other one is just my curiosity.
Okay.
The important one is, who is the celebrity that your assistant Jennifer most resembles?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
You know something?
Great question.
I certainly have a photograph that Jennifer gave me. It was from her Christmas card when she sent out Christmas cards, and it's there. She's there with her cats, and she actually has a photograph.
Oh, is he talking, Mike, about Jennifer Wisniewski?
Jennifer Wisniewski, my assistant, who is has the day off today, believe
no.
it or not. She's coming back tomorrow. Yes, she's told me that she was going to Disney World.
Oh, it's nice.
And, she likes going in the middle of the week on Wednesday because the lines aren't long. And, of course, since she is a single gal, you know, she doesn't have to worry about dragging anybody around. She takes a day trip up to Disney, and I gave her permission to do that. But I would say
does she like the thrill rides or the slower rides?
She likes the slower rides.
I see. Does she do the teacups?
No, she actually doesn't do a whole lot of rides. She actually goes to the stores.
And she likes the shows.
She likes the shows, she likes the stores, and she likes the mouse. She's always liked
sure,
the mouse.
The mouse.
And so, well, she's got a lot of clothing that has, you know, Mickey on it.
Oh, I love it. When women dress like that, it's cute.
As far as the locked and loaded, Mike, just let me know.
I'm answering some questions, Oscar. The thing about it is I would say she is a combination of Kathy Bates, and are you aware of the Aaron Rodgers commercials where the guy wears the cheese head and says, Hey, Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know, that guy? She's a combination of Kathy Bates and that guy.
All the best qualities of both people?
That's what she looks
yeah.
like.
Yes.
How does Pony feel about that? Because there's been some chemistry between her and Pony Boy.
Oh, Pony
Boy's not repelled by her look. Are you not at all.
Do we have her age? Do you know how old she is? I know a lady never reveals. But...
And she lives in the retirement community.
I think she's 29.
Younger than I thought.
Oh, that's great.
She's 29, but she looks to be 49.
Whatever.
Hard
smoking.
Years.
Yes, that's true. And now I need your next question, sir. We're done riffing on this. Thank you.
All right. This one's a little bit more serious. Just idle curiosity. You have done an imitation of just about any radio personality I have ever heard. We've heard Greaseman. We've heard Elliot. We've recently been treated to Bubba the Love Sponge.
Uh-huh.
I have never heard you do an imitation of Howard Stern, and I don't know if there's a reason
for
that.
Oh, I did Howard Stern back in the day.
Many years ago.
I did Stern back on the day. Way, way, way back. You have to go far back because when Don and I moved to Afternoons on WJFK, we kind of went into an informal truce with Howard that was negotiated behind the scenes. It was nothing formal, but I think it was producer to producer, Baba Booey to our producer, I think Diana maybe?
At that time it was Diana,
I think it was Diana, where they said, listen, you know, we're getting tired of Howard giving us crap. Howard kind of had a meltdown when Ken Stevens hired us to do Afternoons at JFK, and it was tense for a while. And, you know, I had been doing Howard all the time. Hi, Robin. Hi, it's me, Robin. Robin, May. So I'd done Howard, and then, you know, we didn't do it anymore because it was informal. And really, you know, Howard went on to be, you know, an absolute iconic
sure.
personality. We stayed right where we were. And the thing is that that it was an informal agreement that he honored for the whole time we were working at the same radio station, and we honored it. And all the way up until the time he went to satellite. We referenced him probably on a regular basis, mm-hmm. but never with the ball busting where I'd be talking about, May Robin, yes, sirree, here I am, Robin. Gary, will you can't, Gary. But there's a little of your Howard Stern that I used to do a lot. But that's the answer to your question, and we have to move on. Let's take another phone call right now on a wide open Wednesday. Got to take a break here, too, in a second. 888-920-MORE. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine, my friend.
Hey, Ben, it's Moose, buddy. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Who is this?
Moose.
Moose!
Moose!
Moose! Hey, Moose!
Yeah, okay.
Either. What's going
Hi.
On, Moose?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm still fat, I'm still Catholic, and I'm still sick of it.
Timely.
That goes back a long time ago. Yes, Moose, who I don't know.
Hey, I want to just say one thing. I love you and I love Rob, but I have a bone to pick with Oscar.
Talk to me, Moose.
Hey, man. Last time I called, you got my hopes up. You got me all excited.
You said you were going to send me a T-shirt.
Yeah, Moose, I did.
And it never happened. And I was hoping that I was going to get the T-shirt to represent Mike because he wasn't going to be at Rolling Thunder.
Oh, that's right. You know what happened, Moose? I forgot. So I'm going to help you out here. There's always next year. So do me a favor. Oh, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get your information, all right?
Man, I love you guys. Hey, Mike, how's the healing going, bud?
Great. I have to say that today. Somebody asked me that today that was coming over here to the house, a guy that I know. And, you know, I'm definitely on the fast track right now. There's nothing, you know, no needles in my arms with antibiotics anymore. No oral antibiotics. The only med I'm taking is, you know, the one the late Arnold Palmer took. That makes me a little nervous.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
I think everything's going to be okay. Hey, if it's good enough for Kevin Nealand, it's good enough for me. So I am on the road to recovery, Moose. We will put you on hold and get your information and get you that T-shirt, okay, my friend?
Thanks, man. I hope to see you in the wind next year at Rolling Thunder.
I'd love to do it. Thanks, Moose. Thank you, Moose.
Appreciate it.
We got to take a break. More of your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. We will take more. Get it? More phone calls on the More Network when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Oscar.
Yes, Mike.
You know, even though it's the end of summer and Labor Day is behind us now, we're still going to be heard each and every weeknight right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. What do you think of that?
I'm super happy. Boom, bam.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Where's my car?
We actually sent that to them. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I love my Harry's. I don't know why this process has changed. You would think that I would just be saying this because Harry's is a client, but
right.
I'm really, really not. I used to use an electric razor. I used to use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of switched on and off where I would use a razor that I would get in the drugstore. When Harry's came along, it's such a pleasant experience to shave with their quality blades that I love shaving. I love, and the thing is, I love their blades, but I also love their shaving gel that they include when you purchase the package with shaving gel in it. Harry's 5-blade razor is fantastic, and it's always a joy to shave.
It
I got
is.
My little shower mirror. I go in there every day and shave everything. Everything I shave.
Good.
You know, face, legs. It's fantastic. Harry's 5-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide. I've still got my backlog of the older razors. I'm looking forward to trying the brand new trimmer blade for hard to reach places. And the blades are still $2 each. They kept the price the same, so I'm going to get all the new stuff coming up here in just about 2 days. I'm very excited. Harry's quality always 100% guaranteed. They're so confident. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they will send you the popular free trial set, which comes with the Razor 5 Blades cartridge and shaving gel free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay shipping. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get a post-shave balm added to your order absolutely free. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS. Welcome back to the show. What is our call situation?
We've got two calls.
Two.
Let's take two, and then we can move on to the rest of the show. 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, Joe up in Portland, Maine. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. How you doing up there in Portland? I miss Maine. I was reading my copy of Down East Magazine this morning, and I am so missing Maine. And the good news is the O'Mara family has made a holiday call that we are actually going to come up north, they'd say.
Oh,
Christmas probably. In Maine?
For about 3 to 4 weeks in December, we are going to be making our way north. So
cool.
It's going to be, we're going to blast up and we're going to blast back. And
Pony, get the snowmobiles ready.
You got
very,
it.
Very, very exciting about that.
And the paddles.
I'm super psyched. What can we do for you in Portland, Maine?
Are you ready for the Ryder Cup?
The Ryder Cup?
Ryder.
You know, the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup, yes, sir. You know what? I don't know. I am kind of, speaking of New England, I'm really more focused on our beloved boys from Beantown, the Boston Red Sox, who are on the cusp of clinching the American League East Division. That's what I'm excited about. So the answer to your question is probably not that excited about the Ryder Cup.
Mike, I'm a Yankees fan.
Oh,
sorry. Thanks for the call. Thanks, guy from Portland, Maine, Yankee fan. That's blasphemy.
Spieth, the anchor of the Ryder Cup this year, just announced.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could get into that. There's something about that. And as somebody who was a first tee announcer at the President's Cup,
yes,
I think I probably always had that competitive kind of feeling about the Ryder Cup, although the Ryder Cup is much more of a big deal.
But, next year, let's get into the America's Cup.
No, I see you're wearing your jacket today. By the way, isn't that smart? That's a smart jacket.
Oh,
that is
a
tiny
jacket.
Thank you.
It's
very small.
Absolutely dreamy. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Nita and Jenny calling in from Virginia Beach. How are you doing today?
Do you mean we have two ladies calling in simultaneously?
Yeah, two ladies. Two sisters calling in.
Nice. Wow. Sisters.
That's hey, Pony, we got two sisters calling
from
in.
From Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever... You know, Pony is an individual who frequents Virginia Beach. Are you aware of that?
I've heard you guys mention it before. He needs to post where he goes. Come say hi.
Oh.
Pony.
I'll do that.
All right, hold on. Okay.
Don't be a creep just yet.
He is. He
can't help it.
But no, he just can't. He right now, Pony, you take it from here. Please talk to these young ladies. Wait, let me get the vital stats first.
Yeah.
I'll set this up.
Don't let them
ladies,
ruin it just
yet. Are either one of you single?
No, but I have a lot of single friends.
There you go.
Oh, hey,
there, Pony needs some assistance here. Pony needs a social life. He needs to get out there and, you know, maybe Pony could get together with you guys and have fun. Yes, Oscar, go ahead.
Ladies, are your friends into rare marsupials?
Thank you, Oscar.
Actually, sugar gliders. Sugar gliders?
Yeah.
Probably be on board with the sugar gliders.
Do they enjoy drawings of naked Japanese women?
There's only one way to find out, and I think that's a Sony Misa.
Listen to that. Pony, take it away. Speak to these lovely ladies.
Well, whereabouts in Virginia Beach are you?
Okay. You know, maybe it's not a great idea on a radio program to get an address, you know.
The address, but I'm about half a mile back from the oceanfront, like right at the beach.
Hey,
it's prime territory.
God, he's creeping me out. Am I the only one?
No, it's just, you know, I'm not going
to
do this.
Well, ladies, what Pony needs to know, are your friends DTF?
I can speak for them.
Would you text me that, please? I need the code. I need DTF. Yeah. I mean, I can certainly create my own ideas.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you know what it is.
You're accurate.
Yeah.
Ladies,
I've sent it, Mike.
Is there anything else we can do for you?
Yes, actually, this is Nita talking now. I was calling just to say thank you for always bringing the funny. I'm currently going through a number of rounds of chemotherapy, and I've been saving up podcasts to listen while I'm getting treatment. So now,
God bless you.
Thank you. Other than being the person who awkwardly laughed in my office, now I'm the person that awkwardly laughs out loud at chemo, and it's really, really awkward because it's 8 seats in a tiny room, and they all look at me like, why is she having so much fun while she's getting chemotherapy? So I want to say thanks.
Coming off what I did, and mine was nothing, you know, when I went into the infusion center and got antibiotics, I will tell you something. You do gather an appreciation of having a positive attitude, and it sounds like you have an absolutely incredible attitude going through this, and I'm glad that we're some small part of it. And never to miss an opportunity for schmaltz, ladies and gentlemen, here is Rob Spiewak.
Well, no, not schmaltz at
who's
all.
Literally erect, waiting to jump in on this conversation.
Figuratively, Mike. Cancer? Figuratively. Yes. Do you have sort of a bold personality? Are you an outgoing person? Because I do have a suggestion. When you break out laughing during chemotherapy, and if they look at you, just say, oh, didn't you ask for the fun chemo? Because I'm doing the fun chemo.
Fun chemo. How long do you have to go? How long do you have to deal with it?
Well, I've already done five rounds. I thought I had three left, but we found out yesterday it'll be six. But,
oh, that's such a drag. That is such a drag. Yeah. But, you know, you sound like you have a tremendous attitude. And, you know, I have a family member that was dealing with that last year. And
we've all been touched.
Everybody's been touched by this. And I just hope you have it sounds like you have a good support network there. And, you know, when they give you that 3-6, I can certainly relate to that. I hope you make it through with flying colors and you do really well. And keep laughing out loud.
Yes.
Don't worry what other people are doing, you know?
Definitely not.
Well,
and we're going to see you on the 5th, on November 5th.
Oh, please. You know, if I don't catch you at the improv, come to the meet and greet and make sure you remind me of this phone call because you two sound like absolute sweethearts and I want to meet you both, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And,
stay away from
Tony. And listen, because you're going through this right now, and I know you're both married, you said that, but don't worry about dealing with any of the pony stuff. You've got enough to
yeah.
think about.
Yeah.
Right
now, right? I wouldn't put that
I'll
on you.
I'll try and hook him up if he comes down again. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk
All right. God bless you guys. Thank you very much. That's cool. I love that.
Bye.
That to me, I go on every day and I say that, you know, when I get an email like that or I get anything along those lines, it is always the most gratifying. It's what gets me out of bed in the morning to come in here and do this. It's not to see these guys. That is for absolutely.
I feel that if they were to meet up with Pony, that would be known to her as round seven.
Let me just get to, before we go to break, I want to tell you about this. I have said for years, you guys get tired of hearing me say this, that I'm going to bail out on the Today Show, that
yeah.
I'm not going to watch it. I truly believe, and Oscar's going to roll his eyes when he hears this, I have found my true calling as far as my morning television viewing.
Now, you've said this before. You're like an abused spouse. You keep coming back.
Now, everybody's going to say, oh, of course he likes that. This is my new program.
Yeah.
This is the only place on television in the morning where I have discovered you are treated. Are you okay?
I'm
How
fine.
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good.
He okay. needs three rounds.
I know. Have you thought about visiting an actual doctor?
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought it might be better to have the doctor visit me.
Well, we're here in this incubator with you, my friend.
It's not contagious.
That's what everyone says, and then everyone gets sick.
You need to probably, you know, because you've had this type of thing before.
We
don't want to, mm-hmm. you know, but anyway. So I have found... No, it's just that cough. It's been coughing. It sounds bad. I'm worried about it.
All right, Buzz Burbank.
So the
yeah. Hey, I haven't quit, have I? Not even once.
And Lord knows you could.
Yes.
Lord knows you certainly have justification.
Mike, please get to your story. I've got to get home and mow the lawn.
Years of abuse.
Oh, God. It's really inside, but funny.
I just don't have time.
Okay, stop it. Stop. Behave yourself. So I have to say this, that... Morning Joe on
God.
MSNBC.
Joe Scarborough.
Hack.
Morning Joe is.
He doesn't need those glasses.
I don't care. No, I don't care about Joe Scarborough at all. It's the name of the show. It's the round table that they
It's
have.
Been around forever, Mike. You just discovered it?
No, I know it's been around. I'm saying this is now. I landed on this morning. I've been peeking at it. I've been peeking at MSNBC.
Now you sound creepy like Pony.
I've been looking at NBC. I've been looking at the MSNBC simply because...
Well, it's your political prerogative. That's it. You want to hear what you want to hear.
Well, no, but I didn't always go there. I always went to, you know...
he wants affirmation,
regular,
not information.
Right.
Regular networks. I legitimately watched more Fox than I watched MSNBC for most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. I have not watched that. Now I landed on this show, and here's what you get. You get the analysis of the news. You get the discussions with adults offering up their opinions, both Republicans and Democrats, and you get it in such a way that it's just, I feel like I could breathe. I didn't feel like I was watching an NBC hype machine with the Today Show telling me that they're going to have one of the Jonas Brothers on again.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly said to myself, okay, this is right. Now, I've told you on the radio I've gone to NPR, and it drove me insane with the NPR speak, which is, now we're going to go right to after. You know, that fake kind of delivery, which is just as fake as a DJ puking. This television show, I said to my wife, I said, you know what? I feel educated after that. They had a guy talking about cyber attacks, and I felt like I came away from the interview with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
More knowledgeable than I went
zero
in.
Day.
And
what do you know about that?
What is it? What is zero day? What is zero?
You know, it's a common hack out there. That's basically a.
Do you exchange gifts on zero day?
It's a virus that once it's let out into the wild, it lives on networks on itself. Like it.
Well,
just,
they were specifically talking about the hacking of our electoral
Pony's really,
system.
I'm Pony's really upset. Out over here. He's really upset.
Why? Pony, why?
What is zero day, wrong. Pony? What is zero day?
A zero day is a brand new vulnerability that it's the first day the vulnerability is out and anyone can take advantage of it.
I don't understand that. What do you mean? It's the it's the first day the vulnerability is out. What the hell does
Mike,
that mean?
Listen, Pony's going to give you an answer that nobody's going to know except for him. Right?
Okay. All right.
Now, Pony,
good.
Pretend that Mike isn't one of your guys. He's not in this world of security. And tell him the layman's answer.
Let's say you have a program running on your computer and the person who programmed it did a really bad job, and there's some sort of way that an attacker can
get into
your computer.
Okay.
The first day that that vulnerability is discovered, that's the zero day.
Yes.
See,
so that's where it begins.
Big win.
To me was terrific.
That's exactly what I
fabulous,
said in other yeah, words. Yes.
Well, it's not at all what Oscar said, but
that's nothing.
There was some overlap in the fact that they both called it zero day.
Yes, I'm delighted with that. And I, you know, today I realized, you realize that they're concerned about these hacks for Election Day where you can go into a low, the concern is not a nationwide shutdown of the ability to vote. What they're talking about is going into certain areas where they can do something like erase voter rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have to do it manually and stuff. And they're very concerned about that. And yes, they do believe this is coming from Russia.
Russia. Bad people, the enemy.
What's
the story with Mike, I don't want to go down a wormhole of politics, but is...
Be careful, then.
Is, when did Russia become such an important factor in this election?
It happened at zero hour. It happened when they are, and I love it when they call them actors.
Yes.
I picture, hello, I'm going to hack your computer.
Actors.
I'm a state actor. No, it happened when they, you know, when they started going into the DNC around the Democratic convention, and they hacked
into that, and
they ended up firing the chairwoman of the Clinton campaign, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The thing is, they are the ones everybody is indicating are doing this, and I think that we have to consider it, as the guy said today, an act of war. If they mess with our elections, they are providing that. It was said by this gentleman that was interviewed today that this is as dangerous as the grid. It's as significant as the grid. So, it's here. It has arrived. And we have to figure out how we're going to counterpunch it. And it was enlightening. And that's because, you know why? You know why I knew that? Instead of, you know, knowing where Al Roker's
Labrador
is going to be today. Yeah. I actually watched something that offered me insight and
good
enlightenment.
For you.
And it was a bunch of grown-ups sitting around chatting.
What's
and
that
I
network
again? It's MSNBC.
You know what else is good? And
nobody
I've
watches,
away.
And I know it doesn't get the numbers.
No,
that,
I don't. It's not the ratings, Mike. I think that it's only natural that, especially now, I think there's 40 days left till the election.
About right.
Well, no, I started with, and I'll be honest, I will cop to it. I started with the fact that I said, you know what? I'm really getting tired of left and right, left and right, left and right on CNN, where you have the Clinton people and the Trump people because of the, well, I talk about it in Political Persuasions. I talk about the equivalent.
New episode?
Yes, it posted yesterday.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
No.
It was
all over social
Pony,
media.
Can I get a little more promotion of
that
on
our website? Yeah, can you promote his show a little more?
Yeah, Pony, you maybe put that like on the webpage as opposed
Pony,
to
don't
going
do that,
in.
Promote it a little
know,
more, please.
And by the way, I know when you go into shows on the Mike O'Mara Show website, why are you guys? See, how can I get anything done when I'm being mocked by my business manager?
This actor is acting against you.
His acting skills.
I want
Russia in this equation.
The thing about it is I actually got we had nice artwork, which was a nice logo for Political Persuasions, and I would love to have it put on the website because it's only going to be a few days.
And you should.
You should do that. I would like Political Persuasions for the next few days.
Let's
get
them 100 listens.
To be right in front of my house.
Yes.
Right where I can see it and not miss it. So I don't walk 7 blocks to find it somewhere else.
That's right. Put it by the abandoned Cadillac right in front of your house.
No,
is that Pony, is that doable? Is that something
we
can
do? Yeah. We can do that.
Pony,
that would be wonderful.
Dude,
stop it. Don't be an actor.
I'm a
stop
political it. Actor.
No, he's not an actor. He's horrible.
So, Morning Joe and that lady, I like that lady Mika, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She's
the Russian?
Yeah, the Russian. Yes, she's a hacker.
Doesn't she look like the character from House of Cards? She's got the little
Yes, she does.
Haircut.
She does look like Mrs. Underwood a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all about you.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately.
Oh, so sorry. I think it's this one.
Very right. If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, wow, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two P's.
He loves that part. That's great. Thank you. That's fantastic. Do we have a name for that guy that does those?
Mike Brunner.
Mike Brunner, Brunner. Great job.
Awesome.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, weight loss, an on-demand digital platform that gives you instant access to the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created. Rob and Oscar are both surfing this now to come up with the program that they are working on, proven programs from world-class trainers, all accessible on any web-enabled device. Who's doing what? I'm curious, boys.
I thought that it wouldn't be there wouldn't be anything for me because I'm truly at the beginner level, and they did. Right? They have something right for me. It's low impact, beginner. It's for slimming and toning. It's called Tai Cheng. And I looked into it last night. It's right up my alley. So I'm there,
so
baby.
Did you start?
I looked at the introductory video, and we'll begin it tonight.
Oh, wow. And is it so low-impact kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, and it's perfect for beginners. It's exactly what it is.
Now, Mr. I Have to Lose Weight also, Oscar Santana.
21-day fix, Mike. I got to get this body in tip shape. All you have to do is go
top
to the
tip.
Tip-top. Shape. 21-day fix. Go to the app. Every video is right there. What's great about
so
this...
So easy.
You can do it anywhere. I could watch it on my tablet. I can watch it on my phone. I have no excuse not to do my program.
True enough.
It's Beachbody On Demand. It makes all your fitness goals achievable. Beachbody On Demand, a brand new service, but already has almost 1 million members. Here's how you get involved. TMOS listeners, you can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS to 303030. That's TMOS. Text it to this phone number, 303030, and get 30 days of full access to this platform free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand, and get your fitness together and do it today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, so that's it. That's my TV viewing, and I really wanted to share that because I think it's very, very cool. I just do a lot of thinking about recommending what
to
watch.
I hope you stay with it. I hope you do because, you know, I'm away from the Today Show now 2 months, and if the very, very odd chance that I turn on to it, It's not savory to me anymore. It's horrible.
It isn't to me either. It's so much fluff, so much crap, and I just think that they rush through everything, and I don't have time for it. I'd like some in-depth analysis. These are serious times we live in, people.
Hear, hear.
Very serious times. Thank you very much. Did watch a great Western last night on the DirecTV.
Sure.
And
the television?
It was Donald Sutherland and Kiefer Sutherland, an old Western from like 2014.
What's it called?
And I don't remember. But I will tell you this. I truly love Westerns. I like the modern Western.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tire of that format.
Do you think it began with Silverado?
Started with Silverado. That to me would be a great example.
What about Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles, a comedy, doesn't fall
Blazing
in the same
Saddles,
category.
Actually, if you want to go
it's
into
a Western,
the,
though.
Yeah, but if you
it's
want to go in
the
timeline,
the
that put the cap, that sort of put the ribbon on the classic Western.
What about Wild Wild West?
Well, that's
no,
Will
that's
Smith.
One of your stupid movies. No. No,
I'd say the modern Western had to begin after Blazing Saddles because that sort of called to attention all the problems with
Dirty
the classic
Harry.
Western. Dirty Harry, not in the West, really. I mean, it's in California, but not the
that
old
counts.
West.
It's called Forsaken, by the way, if you want. It's
okay.
2015. It's called Forsaken. And the acting between father and son, just worth it. The movie, meh, really, overall. You know, kind of predictable. But at the same time, just the scenes between the two of them are fun. I love to see father and son.
Does Donald
acting.
Show his ass? Love when he shows his ass.
No, that's a long time. You wouldn't want to see that ass.
What about?
Now.
Oh, he did in Space Cowboys.
Back in 1980.
He showed it in Space Cowboys.
That's true. I'm glad, Rob, you're very excited about him showing his ass.
Well, I think it's, you know, that every actor brings something to the screen, and Donald Sutherland brings his ass.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Oscar, what were you going to say?
I don't know if you've seen this show yet, but Designated Survivor.
Oh, have you watched the first episode yet?
I have. haven't. Rob is all in. You're all
I'm
in.
Right.
And you know what? My father, he watched it on the recommendation of us talking about it. He's right. all in, too.
It
and
is saying, great.
Oh, is I missed it. Last week you got into it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm in, man. Yeah. I am in.
They're saying it's a smash. They're saying it's the smash maybe of the fall, that it's the new
the
show.
The one-week link, and I said this
about.
Last week. I want your opinion. I think they need to make sure they don't focus on the troubled teen.
Let's focus. The son.
Yeah.
The son is a douche.
You know what? Kiefer Sutherland has the chops for the small screen. You know that? He has
perfect,
that way about
perfect
him.
Perfect small screen star.
He can really get it done,
but
and I'm looking
for the script,
forward.
The writing, the way
effects.
It's set up, the effects are great.
I'm all in. I got to go back and grab it. I'm going to do that tonight.
It definitely has the flavor of 24. There's that urgency,
and
he brings that.
But he's not Jack Bauer.
No,
he's not. He's a completely different character.
No, he's great in this. He's Secretary of HUD.
and he was like asked to resign right before all hell breaks loose.
It is one of the better pilots I've ever seen for a drama. A lot of times the pilot of a dramatic series is garbage because they have to lay so much stuff in. This was really dynamic. I'm sure you can see it on demand.
It's time to talk about this. I want to gauge the now that we're all back in the studio together. It's time to talk turkey. Now, Oscar and I have talked about, we've covered the t-shirts off air. We're putting that together. That's on its way. But we have not had a chance to really have a formal discussion about our holiday offering, which this year for you, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the Mike O'Mara Show Christmas album. Here is the latest development. I don't believe I've gone public with this. Have
no,
I?
No,
have
this
I?
Is the first
teased
we're uttering any words.
I have teased the fact that I wanted to do a Christmas album, but
for years
the light bulb went off in my head over the weekend. I said, yes, it would be a vanity project for me if I was to go in and record Christmas songs myself, just me. It would be silly.
It'd be great for your family.
It would be heartwarming.
It would be touching, but the fact is...
And a lasting holiday testament to how much you love the listener.
Thank you so much, Rob. But I didn't think it would be...
A Mike O'Mara Christmas?
A very Mike O'Mara Christmas.
May we move on?
Please.
I think the true project would be everyone records a Christmas song.
I agree.
So the album includes everybody. I'm talking Mike. I'm talking Rob. I'm talking Oscar. I'm talking Pony. And, of course, the interns as well.
And, I have prepared a possible playlist. And, of course, this is open to interpretation.
Pony, would you get a pen and paper out for this? Because you're going to need to, we may do some assignments today. Mac, you can do that. You can write this down. Sure. Pony's doing his thing. You can write this down, Mac. We will if there's something that we all agree hits correctly with the right person, we will assign it. Now, Oscar, as far as the logistics of recording something like this, I know you had mentioned that you were going to think about it.
I've looked into it in
this digital age.
Yes.
You know, we're not needing to roll into a recording studio with an orchestra. That doesn't need to be done.
No.
It's a question of getting the rights to some of these songs, and I think that's all we need to worry about. And
yes.
Some of them are traditional holiday
the
classics.
Rights.
That
if you remember, the Happy Birthday music had rights.
Well, it just went public domain,
finally.
As a matter of fact.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah, those sisters owned it for
so
a long time.
So it's a question
time.
Of public domain. But Rob, I asked Rob to compile a list. So we are
This
planning...
is a wish list, Mike. I want you to know this is simply a wish list.
The Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, is planning a musical offering for you. During the holidays,
a digital offering.
A digital offering to you, which would be wonderful. There, that saves a lot of money right there. The digital. We're not going to print up CDs.
Who buys CDs?
We're going to fill your stocking with a dozen ones and zeros and give you a digital Merry Christmas.
I'll call Waxy Maxies and tell them, hey, we got a new CD coming out.
Is this Samuel Goody?
So we're going to do it's going to be a digital offering, and it's going to be Christmas fun. And I haven't come up with the title of it. Don't Get Holiday. I'm not sure whether that's going to
How about
work,
Don't Get Merry?
Know. Don't Get Merry.
No, we could have married. Special edition 45s good. For those of you with jukeboxes.
Yes, that segment of our population.
So I asked Rob to compile a list of shows. Can we promote it a little bit,
Mike? I have for you.
Are we going to just sit there and mock it, Mike's
We're not
idea?
Mocking
let's
it.
Laugh
not at
at
all.
Him.
Mike, you called. You said, "Guys, I want to do something for me, but do it for everybody. And we said, all right, that makes sense. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I said it's a better idea to have everybody sing something.
No, it's okay.
So, it's more fun. I mean, don't you think that when people are getting ready to hear you, you know, Silent Night.
No. Oscar, I'm Santana. Doing Feliz Navidad.
Yes, that was actually what we had picked for him.
Yes. Feliz Navidad.
But let's not jump ahead. Mike, for you, I wanted you to have the cornerstone of the album and perhaps what would be the hit single and one of the best written Christmas songs of all time. All right. I would think that with you and your delivery, your song would have to be Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Now, I like this arrangement by Lou Rawls because it allows you to really sort of rock with it, but we can go any way you want.
Let's listen. Oh, you better watch out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Better watch out. You better not cry. You better not
bite off the new eyes. Santa Claus. Okay, that is acceptable. I could do that.
I love that song for you. And, of course, this is a no-brainer for Oscar.
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the song stylings of Oscar Santana. From Bolivia to the United States to everywhere in between. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oscar.
Feliz Navidad.
Yep, I think that'll work. So we've got two.
Okay, we've got two. Right
there. Now,
I'll accept the Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
And we'll find the right arrangement. There's a million ways we could go with it.
Okay, very
now,
good.
Now, I think of all the things, if we were to compare the three of us, the primary host of the show.
How many songs do we need to fill a digital album?
I think 10.
I think we need at least 30 because... No, I'm serious.
Right.
Because, A, production-wise, we can cut them in these studios, right?
Sure.
We've got the
right. Production is not the issue.
But it's the royalty
situation. I would say
situation.
20.
It's the royalty say. Situation that'll whittle that down to a solid 10.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. 30 choices to begin.
So 30, 30 choices, and then we will 10 to 12.
As we see the little asterisk next to it that indicates rights.
As the thermometer moves up, the financial thermometer fills with red.
We have to find a sweet spot.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, sure.
So let's go through it real quick because we got a break.
Mike, because the three of us, you know, we all have our different things. I think we all agree that I'm the most religious of the three of us.
What have you chosen?
For myself, I've chosen the great story of the birth of Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I hear?
I'm sorry. Now we're.
But I have a backup for myself. I do have a backup for myself, Mike.
All right, very good.
I would like to sing Marshmallow World. But Regis's arrangement.
That's it. That's it. Your second choice is the best.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
That's you.
When the snow comes to cover.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that. Now, Pony presented a challenge.
All right,
because what we need to do is something that emphasizes his deep, sort of resonant voice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the prettiest of all the Christmas carols. Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Pony.
Don't you think?
I think it has potential to be a total disaster, which would be. And I don't know whether he could carry it off. You got to have something short. I think Pony would be more traditional, like Jingle Bells.
Oh, I think that's it. I would not give him that easy of a road.
Thank you.
But it has to be easy for Pony. You know that he wants to get in and out and not have.
What
to
if I worked with him and produced it?
We'll see. What
we worked. Okay.
Move on, please. Who's next?
One of our greatest interns, of course, Rob Ford. But he doesn't ring to me like a solo performer. So I thought perhaps it could be Rob Ford and his girlfriend, and they could do this popular duet, which was originally done by Dr. John, and I believe it is.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
I like that for Rofo. We don't need the girlfriend. Let's.
I don't know because there's a second part that the girlfriend could sing.
What about Mac?
This is the one that came to me so quickly. It has to be the little drummer boy.
That's perfect.
Nice.
Because
and
isn't
it can be
he
spoken word?
Isn't he our little drummer boy?
Can you give me a rumpa pom pom?
Once again, I'm sorry.
Rumpa pom pom.
And by the way, I think it ought to be done like that.
Just
in
like
spoken
that.
Word.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Told me. Okay. You know. And then at the end, maybe we could have Mac could give the Linus speech from A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, I'd like that. Yeah. Very good.
Mac say, it's a Savior, 'tis Christ the Lord.
It's a Savior, 'tis Christ the Lord.
That sounds just like Charlie Brown.
All right, Mac, try this. For unto you is born this day a Savior.
For unto you is born this day a Savior.
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Nice.
Now, this is perhaps my favorite curveball. Mm-hmm. I really want to have everybody that's involved with the show be a part of this album. I want Todd Moore to sing the popular song from The Sound of Music. Not traditionally a Christmas song, but oftentimes included on Christmas albums. I want Todd Moore to sing My Favorite Things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers.
You might have been deep in your booze on that one. These are a few of my things. iPhones and Vegas.
And Tesla.
And Tesla, exactly. Just a thought, we're open to everything. For Adrian, I think that we've really not tapped into the soul of Adrian yet. Mm-hmm. So don't you think Adrian would sound good singing this?
Christmas.
Worth a try.
Yes.
Worth a try. We will plan the recording session soon. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be available for you when it's available. We're going to get cracking on it. We're going to see what happens. Oscar, doable? Not doable?
Deck
what do you
halls,
think?
Deck the halls, definitely in the public domain.
Perfect.
Doable.
Deck the halls. Doesn't
yeah.
So he's
you know what?
Frosty right the now. Snowman, not doable.
Okay.
Not doable. Okay.
But if Understood. We do deck
Jingle
the halls,
bells, doable.
Oh, Jingle Bells doable. Yeah. That's good.
If
okay.
we do deck like the that. Halls, I can handle the fa. We know Oscar can handle the la la la.
So we'll check in with you soon with the progress, and you know that's going to be the
tuned.
Mike O'Mara Show holiday album coming soon, available for gift giving as soon as we get our act together. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll be right back with news you may not need. Well, you
went. Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the Moore Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Gary, so Gary.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. The leaves are changing color. The apple-cheeked youngsters are back in school. And before you know it, zombies will be crawling the countryside looking for human flesh. Probably yours. Frightening, yes. But that's nothing compared to the deals at Amazon. The prices are so good, in your wildest dreams, you'll scream. Ah! Amazon.com has everything you need. And at the best prices, just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage or so. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. So, whether it's a crucifix, a length of rope, a sharpened wooden stake, or a sprig of wolfsbane, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then, shop like you normally would, and may God pray for you on these long autumn nights. Cheers!
News!
Let's all keep talking during the pickups. Let's just keep doing that. That helps. Do I need to do it again?
No.
No, we're
fine.
Good.
Totally
we're good.
Fine.
All right. The big story coming out of Monday's presidential debate wasn't who won or lost. It was why the heck was Donald Trump sniffling all night? This is a big story. Howard Dean put a nasty little tweet out.
I think that was irresponsible what Howard Dean did.
Well, you know what? A lot of people...
You can't just allege cocaine use. That's
absolutely.
Not
That's
appropriate.
Right.
I think he was
not
just
agree more,
up.
Wall
he was
Street
being
Journal.
A funny guy.
Well, apparently the entire country was mistaken. Donald was not sniffling. I so know what you where you get your information. That's horrible. He ought to be shot for what he did.
Breitbart.com, yes, right. A solid, reputable website.
Yeah. Hi, BDK. Anyway, yesterday he went, you can buy, they're all connected. They're all connected over there.
That's
they
right.
are. Yeah.
And they're all out to get you.
Right wing dudes
all love
in their 30s and 40s. yesterday, he went on his free publicity generator, Fox and Friends, and said, quote, no sniffles. No, you know, the mic was very bad, but maybe it was good enough to hear breathing. But there were no sniffles. Okay, this is the Achilles heel. I think more than anything else, this is where he runs into trouble. You know, there were montages as Rob played.
Mike, here's some tape of him not sniffling, as a matter of fact.
Okay, let's listen.
So gross.
So we may never know.
Solid ear, nose, and throat doctor will fix that.
Yes.
I have the best ENT.
Or a gastroenterologist. Martin Scorsese, you know that evil price-gouging pharmaceutical douche? You know that guy?
0 day.
Well, his PR guy died recently, and he has a 5-year-old son who is fighting cancer.
Oh.
So Martin is trying to raise money for the kid. At first, he was going to auction off a punch to his face.
Martin.
He is... I think it's argued that this guy might be mentally ill because he loves the negativity online. He actually baits people.
It's not maybe illness as much as it is just he's wired wrong. And I think there might be a
difference
wrong there.
With the guy. He loves being the villain, so he's auctioning. So he received a bid of over $78,000, but for some reason that method wasn't working. So now he is asking people to donate to a crowdfunding site, and everyone who does will be entered into a raffle to punch him in his stupid face.
That's nice.
Every dollar you donate gives you another chance to punch Martin Scarelli, or you can nominate someone else to punch Martin as long as that person agrees to punch Martin in the face. Someone has already suggested that the winner nominate Mike Tyson.
Oh, that'd be good.
So, I don't know. I mean, draw your own conclusions. I'm not sure I trust
Doesn't
this guy.
Doesn't he have money to give
anything.
To the kid?
Well, God knows he charges enough.
When I was writing this story, I was wondering the same thing. I was saying to myself, okay, why can't someone else? He's got all the money to just write a check to the family.
Mac Attack.
He bought the one and only copy of the Wu-Tang Clan for millions and millions of dollars just to play it for himself. It was the only copy they ever made.
Okay. Mac loves Wu-Tang.
He loves
Mac,
Wu-Tang Clan.
Flame down.
Okay. Yeah. Ghostface Killer.
Mac is in a... I don't know what I enjoyed more, the delay getting his microphone on or that entire spiel right there. I'm not sure.
Both
shall
great.
We move on? Yes, we shall. In the 2010 unauthorized biography, Star... How Warren Beatty Seduced America, the author estimates that Warren slept with 12,775 people in his lifetime, but Warren would rather set the record straight. In an interview with AARP, the magazine...
Oh, this is so sad.
He said, quote, think about it. Sleeping with 12,775 people, that would mean not just that there were multiple people a day, but that there was no repetition. Before marrying Annette Bening, Warren definitely had more than his share. Here's a list, a partial list. Natalie Wood, Barbara Streisand, Carly Simon, Janice Dickinson, Joan Collins, Cher, Diane Keaton, Madonna. But he didn't play games with anybody. Quote, look, I never misled anyone, and I'm a nice guy. So Warren is saying this whole thing with the book is absolute crap. And Warren Beatty, this makes me feel so old, is 79 now.
Oh, my God. And you know what's amazing is that if it is 12,000, it all would have to have happened before he was Dick Tracy. Because when you wear a big yellow coat, you become ineffable.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. He was 54, by the way, when he married Annette. And that was his first marriage. So
they've been married that long.
Yeah, he had a ton of time to sow his wild oats. Yeah, and they've been married a long time, and she's great, too. I think that's interesting, and they've stayed together. So yeah,
Hollywood royalty.
Yeah,
absolutely. Apparently, Corey Hart was more of a scientific genius than we realized. I shared this with my bride this morning. According to a sleep expert at the University of British Columbia, if you have trouble sleeping, you can help yourself by wearing sunglasses at night.
Wow.
If you put on sunglasses 2 hours before you want to go to bed, it'll mute the barrage of light hitting you from all your screens and help your body get ready for sleep. So
from now on, 9 p.m. on, sunglasses.
Exactly.
Give it a try. You have some sleep issues.
Absolutely.
Right? All right.
Turn
we'll
off my brain.
That. Yeah, I'm going to see. I might try that as well to see what
turn
happens.
Off my brain.
Jerry Seinfeld has been the world's highest paid comedian since 2006, but this is the year his reign ends. The new king of the mountain. Would anybody like to hazard a guess?
I would say probably it would have to be Jimmy Fallon with all the money for the Tonight Show.
Jack A.
Jack A. also now, great.
Kevin Hart.
Yes. If you weren't a Kevin Hart fan before, you should be now.
Yeah.
Kevin has made $87.5 million over the past year, compared to Seinfeld's $43.5 million. That's more than double Jerry's haul. A big reason for Kevin's massive income is his relentless touring.
Yeah, and Jerry isn't doing anything. He's doing his cable show or his web show, but that's it.
Comedians and cars getting coffee.
That's right.
I'm going to pull my car up right here. I've got a vintage Corvette. Send it now. How you doing, Mr. President? Meanwhile, Amy Schumer became the first woman to ever make the list. She came in fourth with $17 million, just behind ventriloquist Terry Fator.
Oh, because he's got that sweet Vegas deal. That's
a Vegas deal. Yeah, he banked $21 million. So
at number six, Mike, Freddie Roman?
Freddie Roman, fantastic. And Carrot Top makes a lot of money out there, too.
He does.
I think Carrot Top's up there on that list. A guy was, now a little something something, a guy was pulled over on the freeway in Auburn, Washington yesterday morning for driving in the carpool lane without a passenger. No, he was trying to beat the system, and he was doing this because he had a huge cardboard cutout of Trump's head that he taped to the passenger seat.
Excellent.
The trooper realized it was a fake, stopped him. He's facing the maximum fine for driving solo in the carpool lane, which is $136. That is a tremendous fine for him. That is a disaster. Believe me, that fine has gained a tremendous amount of weight that is terrible. Excuse me? Excuse me? That fine is the worst fine in the history of fines. Believe me, I know more about fines than the troopers do. And the other thing, one other thing I wanted to share with you.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
He'll be fine.
Great callback.
Big strong. That's Oscar did it, and I did the same joke on the same show. That's kind of interesting. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak coming up next.
Cake and cookies.
Your OCD is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's also the depression. There's just a stigma that goes with it.
I don't think so anymore.
Okay, well, then I'll wear my freak flag, fly it hot, high.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of your OCD. Be ashamed of the way you talk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
When's the last fresh one you did there? Are you, any new material coming up on CNC? Yeah,
probably this week.
Probably.
This yes.
Who's probably. The weak link this week?
It's yes, always me.
Really?
Count on it. So you're doing a new one this week?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of irons in the fire. You know, the Rob Spiewak Show premieres on The Wave on Saturday morning. So there's lots of things going
that's
on.
That's one show. You
that's
can knock
exactly,
out your
Oscar.
Podcast.
Congratulations on being able to count. And we will.
Hey, don't be mad at me for your shortcomings.
Yeah, don't be mad for losing your car either. I mean, you know, things happen.
Stop it. I've got to move on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. That means there will not be a cake and cookies this
just
week.
Just take
you
it never off. Know. Take it off the website.
Now that it's fall,
throw mics up there.
Life is more hectic than ever. That's why I care about getting my best sleep quality sleep, my best quality sleep, and that's why I hate it when the kids fight. That's why I love my Sleep Number bed. To be at your best during the day, you can't afford a mediocre night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed, and you will be enjoying it for years to come. I don't talk about this. It's not on my little list of things they want me to mention, but the durability of the Sleep Number bed is astonishing. It just lasts and lasts, and it's in great shape, and I've had mine for years, and I love it. It adjusts on each side, perfect bed for couples. Sleep IQ technology lets me know how I'm sleeping, and according to sleep research, Sleep IQ, people that use Sleep IQ, which tells you how you're sleeping, and then adjust their Sleep Number, are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. That is a fact. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90. And I feel great. A queen Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at only $1,099.98. It's a great value. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep Number technology are only available at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to strike a pose and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Wednesday, it's already the end of September 28, 2016. Stunning. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
What's the Red Sox magic number?
One. They actually,
one
any
more?
Combination of Red Sox wins and Toronto losses will clinch the division. They are five or 5.5 games in front of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, last night the Sox were at Yankee Stadium, and this is a moment I shared with Mike before the show, and I want to play it for you now.
This is a funny piece of tape right here.
What is great is this Mook, Yankees fan, he proposes to his fiance, or his to-be fiance, on the Jumbotron.
Very attractive, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
she's
in that really
pretty.
Trashy way.
Yeah, yeah.
Eyeballed her.
Yeah, and she is very, very hot, but what happens is it goes up on the Jumbotron, he is on screen, he drops the ring. Now, as you know, a ring is round, and it will roll all around the stands of Yankee Stadium, and the we get some good play-by-play here. The thing
It'll
I want
bounce,
you
to, too. It hits concrete. It's going to bounce somewhere.
The thing I want you to hear is and listen for is the reaction of the crowd, because by the time they get to the end of this tape, the entire Yankee Stadium crowd is into it.
The poor dude lost the ring. Oh. She is looking. They're all looking for a diamond, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Please find it so I can feel better right now.
The popcorn.
Please.
Maybe it comes in that Cracker Jack's.
Please find the
Maybe
ring.
Maybe that's where he got the ring.
It didn't come in the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. Yeah. It's, Heather's there in the red, and she's got the Yankee. And there he is.
Oh, he's scratching his head. His face, as soon as he saw, and there was no ring in there. But hold on. Hey, we got it.
No, we made it.
Yes.
In the jacket.
Yes.
Shook the coat. And she found the ring.
Say yes. Please say yes.
She did say yes, and she was red hot.
They seriously have something they will always remember.
That's great.
You know, talking about something we can laugh now.
Yes.
That's immediately you can laugh now. And what a great keepsake that video Sweet. Is going to be for years.
You think you've had a bad day. What if you're this lady in Memphis? Her name is Jamie Barnes. She comes home to her house. Not only is she being robbed, she is in the process of being robbed, but the burglars are boning on her couch.
Walk in and they're having sex on my couch. I pick up my broom. I wanted to hit that man so bad. She tried to grab one of my dresses and put it on. I just snatched it from him. What you finna do? And they ransacked my house and stole all my stuff. Jewelry, appliances, clothes. And I don't feel comfortable at this house, so... In my eyes, I'm homeless.
Yeah, she's homeless now because she ran and they took her. Mike, I would imagine they took her blender, all of these things.
That's
so sad, isn't it?
And they were boning on her couch.
Yeah, you want to rinse that off. And she dropped the wedding ring. It was horrible. This shocked me. Neil Patrick Harris has been approached to be the permanent host of Live with Kelly Lee. And I would think that would be the sweetest gig in the world, whether or not you like
Are
him
you
in
kidding
the gig.
Me? Is that who they settled on?
Well, here's the deal. He turned him down.
No, I've got another big job. I'm doing a series for Netflix that'll happen in January, and that takes up well over half my year. So the rest of my time is spent with my family, chilling and relaxing. It's a nice gig, but I wouldn't really want to do it all year long.
Wouldn't you think that would be the easiest money, though, for him to do that
gig?
No,
but I mean, it's just so vanilla. It's so typical of what she's all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, F that show, really. I mean,
when's the last time you've watched it?
I haven't watched it in a year.
No, we do the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Show all tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, also at the same time, if I really like something, I'll pop on the DVR and see it. It's just not worthwhile television for me anymore. And I don't know. You know, I think you have to have an edge. That's what made that show
with Regis.
The point counterpoint, and then it became everybody like Michael Strahan, who brings nothing to the table as
right.
far as controversy or any of that until he left. That was the only. Why do you think that got that much buzz? Because
he broke
that
up
was,
with her.
That's right,
and that was the only controversy. He didn't do anything controversy on the broadcast. So. I don't know, Neil Patrick, so they'll move on to some other, you know, vanilla, non-controversial person.
Jeff Probst, right. who likes to nod and
That's
say
exactly
yes.
who they'll, it'll be somebody like a Jeff Probst. All right, nothing there.
Let us close with this. I hate to spotlight the Fallon show, but this is not Jimmy Fallon. This is Samuel L. Jackson. He was on this week to promote his movie, The Raid 2, and what they made him do was so great. They made him yell at a box of kittens.
You motherfuckers need to watch The Raid. I'm telling you, this movie is the it is part two of part one. Part one was an chicken, but part two is a most mother telling you. You really want to see that. The best martial arts movie.
And the best part are close-ups of confused kittens.
Oh my God.
I loved it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
You know what? I will tell you, Sam Jackson, man, not only one of the richest men in Hollywood, but he gets the joke, knows how to do it. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag can be delivered to Rob Spiewak after 2 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's when I check.
With two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Ciao, ciao.
DTF.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.